Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular nobody sitting in on the recording. This week is my cat, Charlie. He wants to feel loved. What goes on, peeps? Okay, before I get started, I'm going to lean over, and I'm going to shut that window, because my neighbors, you know, as much as I like them, they probably don't want to hear my podcast. That's just a given. All right, so what goes on? Well, I'll tell you what goes on, and this is not a replay from 2 weeks ago. It's not a replay. It is me saying similar things. You know, I wanted to come on the podcast and I wanted to talk about Gary Sanchez. I wanted to talk about how Gary Sanchez is Babe Ruth. I wanted to talk about how the Yankees are, as recording, only one game out of the wild card. I wanted to talk about how a month ago, everyone was telling me how the Yankees should be packing it up, selling players, trading everybody, and everyone told me, you know, write it up as a wash, the season's over, 2016 will be known as a rebuild, and next year we will come back and mash faces. But then that didn't happen. Then the Yankees traded off all their dead weight, and the baby bombers came up. Aaron Judge, Tyler Austin, most importantly, the Sanchez, Gary Sanchez. But I can't talk about that. I can't talk about that because that's not what America cares about this week. They don't care about baseball, even though it's America's pastime. They don't care about CM Punk, which we'll get into later. They don't care about anything happening because there's something else happening this week. And unfortunately, it has to do in the league where they pay for play. NFL. I can't get the music going. Oh boy. I don't believe this. I don't believe that we're at another year where I have to sit here and have my year, my whole winter ruined by the New York Football Jets. I gotta tell you, I'm sick of it. Can't football just stop existing? I don't want football to exist anymore. Do you know how much pain I have to go through? The pain and suffering every Sunday to watch this team? And I'm off on Sundays now? The first time I have a job where I don't work on Sundays in like 15 years? And I'm sitting here and I have to watch the stinking Jets? Not only do I have to watch them, that's bad enough. It's bad enough that I have to watch them every single week. But I was listening to sports radio this week because we don't have music radio in New York, but I was listening to sports radio and I heard two people pick the New York Jets to go to the Super Bowl. Wow. Who is smoking crack? And can you pass some over here if it's that good? Super Bowl? Super Bowl? I feel like Jim Mora. Playoffs? Playoffs? But no, seriously. Super Bowl. Super Bowl. So first it was Chris Collin. Chris Collin hosts a show on SNY called Loudmouths, I think he's still the host of. He was on the radio. He used to be Mike Francesa's producer. By the way, that pay-for-play line, I stole that from, it's a Mike Francesa line. It's funny. Anyone who knows it knows what I'm talking about. Everyone else in the country thinks I'm, you know, stupid. He was Mike Francesa's producer for a while. Anyway, he picked the Jets to go to the Super Bowl. To the Super Bowl and lose. This morning, I had on Jody Mack. More sports radio. As me and my father went to Long Island to buy affordable cigarettes. Along with going to the buffet. So on the way back, we hear Jody Mack is on the radio. And Jody Mack is talking about how, you know, Jets look pretty good, and we hear him talking about the playoffs, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? First, he picks the Jets to win the division. Well, here's the logic. If the Jets win week one, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Bills are all going to lose week one, and then it's just playing even from there. For 15 games? Playing even? So then Jody Mack picks the Jets to make it all the way to the Super Bowl. And he said he's not picking who's winning the Super Bowl yet. He picked Jets, Seahawks. So I tweeted at him and I was like, because he said, you heard it here first. I'm like, no, I didn't. Your boy Chris Collin picked him earlier in the week. So then he read my tweet on the air. He's like, Jay Pork says Chris Collin picked him earlier in the week. Great minds think alike. Dude, don't jinx my team. I know these are all Jet fans getting excited, but I don't understand what there is to be excited about when 3 weeks ago, when we didn't have a quarterback, maybe a month ago, when we didn't have a quarterback, the season was over, and now we're going to go to the Super Bowl? Are you people crazy? First of all, do you know how hard it is to make it to the Super Bowl? The NFL, more than any other sport, is a sport on a flip of a coin, drop of a hat, game of inches, all this stuff. The better team doesn't always win. That's not what football is about. In baseball, they have a best of seven series. So you would think that the team that wins 4 games out of 7 is the better team. In basketball, same thing. In hockey, the same thing. They've all got 7-game series, playoff series that are 7 games. And then, you know, and they culminate into a final. The NFL has playoffs that are 1 game. 1 game. So even, listen, you have to be so good to make it into the playoffs. You have to be almost flawless and have all this luck in the world to even come on your side for you to even make the playoffs. And then win a playoff game. And then win another playoff game. And then win the Super Bowl. Are you joking? Right now, how about the Jets win week one? Can we do that? If the Jets win week one, we'll take it from there. Picking the Jets to go to the Super Bowl is absolute lunacy, and that's something you're not going to hear done on the Jay Porks podcast. I'll pick them to finish last. Hell yeah, I will. But I ain't picking them. I ain't picking them to finish first, let alone make it to the playoffs, let alone make it to the Super Bowl. Here's the thing. In the last couple of years, well, a few years ago, it's recent times when Mark Sanchez brought the Jets to two, back to, well, 9-10, 10-11. It was within the last couple of years that the Jets went to two back-to-back AFC Championship games. Before that, the Jets last went to an AFC Championship game in 1998. Before that, the Jets last went to an AFC Championship game, never. They never did. Never. You expect me to get excited? I've been watching the Jets 30 years of my life. The entirety of my life, I've been watching the Jets. I've been let down too many times. Too many times, I've been at games that are sad losses. Too many times I've been in that car with my dad coming home with school the next day crying because I didn't do my homework. And not only did I not do my homework and I'm going to get in trouble for not doing my homework, but I didn't do it. And the excuse was is that the Jets lost 9-6 in overtime to the Colts on a game that kicked off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the East Coast, which goes to show you nobody gives a shit about it. Yeah, I know. I'm still talking about Jets Colts in overtime 9-6. I'm still talking about it. How do you lose a game in overtime 9-6? Field goal kicking contest? Do these teams have offense? Listen, for me, I'm not going to sit here and say that the Jets are going to lose every game. They're not. Their offense is dynamic. They got Brandon Marshall. They got Eric Decker. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good quarterback. He was good last year, and he held out. He held out because he went to Harvard. He would have retired. He wanted to get paid. He was only going to get paid once in his career. He had one good year, and he's going to milk it, like the Nirvana song. But, I mean, he's back in camp. I could see Marshall and Decker each getting near 1,000 yards this year. Well, Marshall's definitely going to get 1,000 yards this year. Decker, if he stays healthy, has a chance to get 1,000 yards this year. Jets have a decent defense. I'm not saying their defense is bad. Darrelle Revis, still best cornerback in the league. But how many times can I hear about this good Jets defense and then they don't get to the quarterback? Because for like 10 years, I feel like the Jets have had a great, you know, front four. Whether it was John Abraham, Sean Ellis, the linebacking core, David Harris. All these, now we drafted new guys. Still, vaunted front, we never get to the quarterback. Watch a game. Just watch the highlights. Watch how many times the Jets get close and they don't actually succeed. Also, working in the Jets' favor is that Tom Brady is suspended for the first four games. That's cool and all, but the Jets don't play the Patriots till like December. Thanks. You'd think the NFL can just gift us one win. You would think one win would be enough for them to do. You'd think they can gift us one. Just one. That's all we want is one. But no. I mean, listen. People acting like the Patriots are in trouble. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to go 4-0. And then Tom Brady's going to come back in, and that team is still going to win the division and go deep into the playoffs, and you could book that. That is something you heard on the Jay Parks podcast. I don't have any illusions about what my team is. When the Jets didn't sign Ryan Fitzpatrick, like, immediately, when they had him hold out of camp, I kind of didn't want to have a quarterback. Because Ryan Fitzpatrick's an old quarterback. He's an older quarterback. So, and Geno Smith is a bad quarterback, so he is not the future. So the Jets are in a position where they need to start looking for who's the future. Which quarterback is going to be good enough in a position where we can draft him next year. And I'm not saying tank the season, but I'm saying if we had shit quarterback play, it would help us be 4-12 rather than have good quarterback play and be 5-11 and have the 7th pick in the draft and not the 1st. Because if there's one thing about being a Jets fan, that's terrible. If there's one thing ever, it's no matter how bad you are, you never have the 1st pick. Last time we had the 1st pick was 1996, drafted Keyshawn Johnson. Before that, have not had the 1st pick in the draft probably ever. The one caveat about being terrible in the NFL is if you're terrible enough, you get the number one pick in the draft. But somehow the Jets are always laughable, terrible, unwatchable, and they have like the 8th pick. You can't get any good players at the 8th pick. It's already over by then. Poor Jets. Who's a running back? Matt Forte? I wanted Matt Forte. That's a true story. I politicked for the Jets to get Matt Forte. But you want to know when I did that? I did that in 2009. What do we need him now for? Todd Bowles is a good coach. Not saying Todd Bowles isn't a good coach. I'm just saying that, first of all, the Jets went 10-6 last year. Was it 10-6? The Jets were within a win of the playoffs last year. In the NFL, you don't do things 2 years in a row unless you're the Patriots. Parity, salary cap, change the rules, all that stuff. See Cam Newton? Cam Newton, they ain't calling no penalties. Letting him get killed What do you think's going to happen to Ryan Fitzpatrick? You think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to make it out of week four? He didn't even want to play. He was perfectly content with sitting home. And that's the guy that's going to lead your team. It's just crazy. It's just insane. Also, I'd be remiss. Like, I was about to give Super Bowl picks. I don't have any picks. I don't play fantasy football, so I don't have any, like, I don't know, I don't own Madden this year. I haven't owned Madden since 2010. It's hard for me to keep track of who's on which team now. I guess it's because I'm getting old. I guess it's because I don't care anymore. I guess it's because I'm just too aggravated to deal with it. But I can't sit down and watch all that football. I mean, football's not, I like football. It's not that exciting to me. I'm a Jets fan. Jets fans don't get excited about football. Jets fans just want to watch the Yankees. And I wanted to talk about the Yankees again. And again, I got upstaged. First, it was Kaepernick 2 weeks ago. Now, it's just overall NFL slate. So maybe next, I don't know. Maybe next week I can talk about the Yankees. Maybe by the time I get around to talk about the Yankees, they won't be hot anymore. That's what you people would want. Andy's sitting at home. Cubs are like 50 games above 500. Cubs literally don't have to win another game for the rest of the season. And they will still make the playoffs and coast to the World Series. It's crazy. But I don't think Joe Madden should get Manager of the Year. Because it's not Joe Madden that made the Cubs good. It's the Cubs being bad for all those years. And collecting all those high round draft picks and not trading them away and letting those players come up in the system and make it to the major leagues, like Kyle Schwarber, like their pitching staff. Who's their first baseman? I know the guy's name. Anyway, they've got a bunch of mashers on that team. Joe Madden and Theo Epstein. I mean, I can't give you a Super Bowl pick. I can give you a World Series pick. Cubs in six against whoever. I think it's about time that the Cubs ended that because they have to. They are too good. They are beyond anything that you may have predicted. And it's insane. I get so excited when I talk about baseball, but I can't talk about it because the fucking Jets. Damn. I think that... was that the first curse this podcast? I was trying to not curse. Because there are... I want to start having podcasts where I don't curse. That would work for me. All right. We got things. We got Phil Brooks on the other side we're going to talk about as my grin goes ear to ear. We'll talk about Phil Brooks' UFC debut when we come back after this.
Hey everybody, it's Andy from the Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now, back to the Jay Porks podcast.
And we are back. What I did on the break was I tried to open up Google Chrome and load up some articles so I can have things to reference when I'm talking about this in the second half, whatever I chose to talk about. But unfortunately, at 2:30 in the morning on Sunday night, my computer wants to crap out on me. And my desk is too small to open up my other laptop and put it next to each other. So, I'm not going to write it, I'm just going to recite it off the top of the dome. Here's the thing. First of all, my voice is a little lower. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm trying to find new times to record the podcast. I work every single day from 8 a.m. to 6 or 5:30, whenever the last parent picks up their child. First day of school, I worked aftercare. Well, first day of school, I worked 8 till the school day. And then after school, I stay employed by the school, and I work what's called aftercare. Aftercare is when parents work and stuff, they can't pick up their kid till maybe, 3:30, maybe 4:30, maybe 5:30, need somewhere to go. So now we got a room. Last year was just, we sat in a classroom. This year there's a new classroom upstairs. We got beanbags, we got slinkies, we got Nerf basketballs. It's awesome. So they asked me if I want to work that every day. I said, fuck yeah, I do. Damn it, I cursed again. Okay. All right. Obviously, it's going to take a while before we get to a curse-free podcast, a clean podcast. It's going to take a while, but I'm going to try. So the first day of school, we had a girl threw up, and one kid crapped his pants. I'm not joking. People say, oh, Jay, what do you do? Oh, what do you have to do when that happens? What do I have to do? I walk downstairs. I say, principal. She says, what? I say, this happened. She says, oh, boy, I'll call the parents. That's it. What do you think? You think that this job is hard? You think I change people? No way. First of all, I'm not allowed. Second of all, I don't have kids. I don't want to. Third of all, I don't want to. So, it's the beginning of the school year, and I actually almost didn't take off last week because I thought this week was going to be rough to do. So I'm trying to find a new time to record the podcast. So right now we are between Saturday and Sunday. This is when I did it this week. Everyone's asleep in my house. My cat has left my room. He's probably knocking things over downstairs, going to wake up my drunk mother, because why? Why not? All right, moving on. Now that I told you what time I record my podcast, because you people care a lot. What's with people wanting new challenges? I've probably mentioned this before, because this is an old, old bit of mine. I have some shtick. The thing is, when I was in college, there were some people that used to do jobs, and then they went back to college because they wanted to change careers. I used to go out with a girl named Jessica, right? This girl Jessica, besides being a liar, besides, probably being evil, besides being a user, she was a physical therapist. But she didn't want to, and, they make money. But she was going to school to try to, change fields. She wanted to be something not in the physical therapy field. And I said, why do you want to do that? And she gave me an answer that a lot of people have been giving me since 2007 about why are you doing this. And the answer would be, I want a new challenge. What is with people that want new challenges? I'm sorry, I'm going to speak for me, and I'm going to say that if there's something that requires no work and pays me money, and is no challenge whatsoever, I'm going to take that check and cash it guilt-free and not be worried about, oh, this wasn't challenging enough for me. I don't care. Why would people want things to be harder than they are? That's like if I got a math test and I raised my hand and I said, excuse me, teacher, you need to give me harder questions because I need a new challenge. What is with a new challenge? You get paid the same amount of money. New challenge, old challenge, same money. You still got bills, and you're still going to die. So I don't understand the point. I don't understand the point of making things harder. Why would anybody want to make things harder? I'm sure you could ask Andy. I'm sure Andy has ways that he can make his life harder, but he chooses not to do it because he's not a moron. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to work extra hard. I mean, I don't understand. New challenge. Life's not hard enough. I'm having trouble navigating through life without any challenges. I've got, my life is my challenge. I've went 6 weeks without a paycheck. I've got 4 days till I get paid. That's a challenge. This morning, trying to eat more soup at the buffet. That's a challenge. You know? I don't need to go out and, oh, well, my job needs to be a lot harder. Are you kidding me? I used to be a freaking waiter, man. Now I do nothing. My job is nothing. Jay, what do you do for a living? Nothing. I don't do anything. Really? What do you? Nothing. I get paid. I don't do anything. I'm in seventh grade. I sit in the class and I take notes. That's my job. It's true. It's true. And I'm not sitting around thinking, oh, wow, you know? I need a new challenge. This is too easy for me. Nothing will ever be easy. Life is not easy. I don't need to change careers. But I say this because Phil Brooks. CM Punk, ladies and gentlemen. CM Punk quit fake fighting for real fighting. And he got beat up. And he had to submit. And I fucking love it. And that's the problem. You see, CM Punk, I don't care. And listen, I don't give a fuck. Drats. See, I didn't want to curse again. I don't. All right. What was that? 3? That's not so bad. Okay. I don't give a crap how CM Punk feels about Vince McMahon, okay? I don't care. You gave up fake fighting and a millionaire for real fighting and a doofus. That's what you are. That's what happened to you. You looked stupid. This guy was the biggest thing in the world in WWE. The biggest thing in the world. Now people are saying that if he has another MMA fight, it shouldn't be in UFC. That's how bad it was. It wasn't like people said, oh, he'll get him next time. People called it, quote, disastrous. CBSSports.com has this for me. CM Punk's UFC debut lasted 2 minutes and 45 seconds before he was submitted by Mickey Gale by way of rear naked choke. Gale took down Punk in the opening seconds of the fight with a double leg takedown and had the former WWE superstar on the ground for the entirety of the bout before it ended, mixing some vicious ground and pounding with some extremely tight Brazilian jiu-jitsu skills. Punk ran out too aggressively in the beginning with his hands up, not looking for the takedown, and Gale was able to shoot clean and get him to the ground. Punk showed some decent defense to avoid getting knocked out by the ground and pound and avoided a few early submission attempts. But eventually, Gale, having taken his back, wasn't able to fend him off. For what it was worth, which was an exhibition, Gale looked fantastic. He did what he was supposed to do, which was dominate the inexperienced Punk and earn a win. This may seem like a gimmicky fight, said Gale. This is no gimmick. I'm not going blank anywhere. Now, he's turning his attention to another young star in UFC, Sage Northcutt. Gale called out UFC's young phenom, saying he doesn't want protection as a young rising star and that UFC should let them go to war with each other. As for Punk, he was gracious in defeat, talking with Gale in the octagon after the loss, and then walking around and raising Gale's hand. He responded to critics after the fight and said that he won't stop or give up his quest as a fighter. Obviously, Mickey's a hell of a fighter. I know there's a lot of doubters, but life's all about falling down and getting back up. It's not about the times you get knocked down. It's about the times you get up. So, if there's any kid out there who's told by a parent or coach or teacher or someone who's not supposed to, someone who is supposed to push them and says no, don't listen to them. Believe in yourself. Sometimes the outcome isn't what you desire to be. I know it sounds preachy and kind of weird for a guy that just got beat up, but screw it. This is the time of my life. After that performance, there's clearly a massive gap between Punk and UFC quality fighters, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle this future. His future. Okay. Now, going back into my challenges part of the thing. Life's about falling down and getting up. It's not about the times you get... See, here's the thing. You know that saying, it's not about how many times... It's not about falling off the horse, it's about how many times you get back on? Well, why'd you get on a horse? No one told you to get on a horse. You can walk to where you're going. You can take a bus. You can call a cab. Why are people getting on horses? I don't feel the need to fail. All I do is win. That's all I do. I'd rather succeed in life continuously than try new things and fail and look like a moron, look like CM Punk. Sorry, Phil. You got beat up. And you had to tap out. I thought you were a tough guy. All right. Truth be told, my personal beef with CM Punk is his straight edge society crap. Listen, if people don't want to get high, that's fine. But just like people that get high shouldn't be preaching to people to get high, people that don't get high shouldn't be preaching to people not to get high. Leave me alone. Not me, but leave people alone. And he always had the faith no more. He always had Cult of Personality as his song. So I thought that was cool. He's got a cool pipe bomb promo, but he is a doofus. And he got beat up. It's not Faith No More, it's Living Color. Cult of Personality. Anyway, it was one of the best wrestling themes ever, but he represents a time where I didn't watch WWE. He represents everything that I wasn't with when WWE was going on. So, all I know about the guy is that all he does is talk smack about pretend fighting, and then he goes and gets beat up. Meanwhile, I have more fun watching the pretend fighting. Been watching it every week. Watching all sorts of wrestling. Punk should just go to another wrestling company. And because he's good at that. People like him. Alright, I don't know if he's necessarily good at that. People like him. He can go to Japan and wrestle. He can go to Ring of Honor and wrestle. But he still wants to be famous. Don't talk to me about how it's all about, you know, getting back up. No, it's not. It's all about who will pay you the most to get back up. That's what it's all about to you. It's all about cashing a check and going to bang AJ Lee. That's all it's about. So don't you dare tell me that it's all about challenges and overcoming adversity. And it's not about how many times you fall. It's about how many times you get back up. Yeah, you fell really hard. Not only did you fall, you tapped on the guy's shoulder and said, please, I'm done. Let me go. I thought CM Punk was a tough guy. I thought he'd at least let this guy knock him out. I thought he'd at least never tap. Knock me out, mofo. That's what I thought was going to happen. So glad. Man, that's all I was thinking about all week, is like, man, that CM Punk better get knocked out. The happiest guy now is Vince. Do you think they mention it tomorrow on WWE TV? Do you think they, because they mentioned when Brock Lesnar dominated, they mentioned that. Are they going to, they never mentioned CM Punk. Are they going to mention that he got beat up and he lost and he had to submit? I don't know if they'll have a little video package, but I bet Mauro Ranallo will say it. He'll mix it in somehow. And again, if anyone wants to start a wrestling podcast, I'm always open to that. I've been listening to a couple. I've been listening to the Fans Podcast. This guy Steve hosts it. Very good. Been listening to Solomonster, Wrestle Culture, MLW Podcast. there's a lot of wrestling podcasts, so I listen to them because it's fun. And they nobody picks CM Punk to win. Not like the amount of people that are picking the Jets to make it to the Super Bowl, which is just insane to me. It's just insane. So, Phil Brooks, how'd that new challenge work out for you? 2 minutes, 45 seconds into the first round. As I say this, I cannot wait when this podcast is over to go watch the replay of that. Because I was weird. I went to sleep at like 7 o'clock at night. I went to sleep after the Yankee game at like 7 o'clock. Then I woke up at like 1. And now it's like 3. So I missed the fight. But as soon as I woke up, I Googled CM Punk. And oh, so happy. So happy about that. All right. As you know, guys, you can get at me at Twitter, at jporks. You could follow me on Instagram, at jporks. You could email me, jporkspodcast@gmail.com. That's jporkspodcast@gmail.com. Get in. Say whatever you want to talk about. I mean, you have any questions, comments, queries, ask me. I've got nothing to do. Not doing anything. I could always take topics. Music's been a little bare. Lou Fest is happening right now. I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I can go for over a half hour without notes. All right, but before I get up on Addy, I'm going to give you guys the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, there is ConcertConfessions.com. That's where you get all your live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans. Also go to ChristinaRocks.com, HangTheDJ89XRadio.com every Sunday morning. Throwback Alternative, throwing it back like it's Thursday, only it happens on Sunday. Go to AndyDara.com, that's Dara Network, that's where you get all your Dara Network podcasting needs. Whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Dara Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, Jesse Unplugged, or The Smooth. Sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast. Get that all at AndyDara.com, Dara Network HQ. And of course, every week when we have headlines, they are powered by Antiquiet because Antiquiet.com is your source for quality. Till next week, folks, and in case you hate your life, 538 has Hillary Clinton as a 70% chance to be president. So that's good. Because we wish Donald Trump would die here on the J Porks podcast. No, we really do wish that guy would die. And if anybody would kill him, we would love you forever. Okay, but until next week, folks, Wacky Ween and Warren Zevon. Late.
This has been the J Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.